What's up, y'all? Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K, and I'm super excited to be here as always. And whether we are joining together collectively as we refocus and recenter our breath and take some time in a breathing meditation, or if we are just chit-chatting about the things that really matter in life, I'm always excited to be here with you. So as we dive into this week's episode, I encourage you to grab you a cup of coffee, find you a comfy seat, and let's just get it going. Hey, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm shortening it to CNC because maybe I'm getting lazy. I don't know. We're just going to leave it at that. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're having a fantastic day, whether you're listening to this in the morning, in the evening, or with whatever you're doing. I hope the time you're spending is well worth it. We're just going to chit chat for a little bit about something that's been on my heart. I use this platform just to kind of share and educate. The premise of my entire being as a nurse coach is honestly just to help people create the life that they were designed to live in the first place. And that's so vast. There's so much included into it. Narrowing it down takes time and energy and effort, and I'm here for all of it. So if you are too, let's get going. Grab something to drink. Today I am enjoying some lovely kombucha. I'm teetering a little bit away from coffee for some health reasons, but I haven't left it completely. So all you fellow coffee addicts, I'm not gone. This is not goodbye. This is just, I'll be back. My kombucha was on sale today at Whole Foods, and so I grabbed a couple, and this particular one is the Health Aid kombucha. It's got the grapefruit in it. If you're a kombucha drinker, holler at me what your favorite one is. I know it's a lovely probiotic, so it's got some good bacteria for my gut, as it does for yours. And so, and that's something I'm getting to dive deep into with, my new integrative, functional medicine doctor that I'm seeing. So I'm enjoying learning about this stuff, and I will definitely pass on this information to you. But for now, for today, we are going to talk about, the tragedy of the box. The tragedy of the box. This particular episode was totally inspired by a meme that I saw with one of my favorite actresses from one of my favorite movies. And I was doom scrolling on, what's the name of that page? Instagram. I was doom scrolling on Instagram one day, and I came across a meme that was like totally classic. Loved it. Thought it was perfect for what this was for. And it was Angela Bassett. And if you know which movie I'm going to say, then you kind of know. No, it's not What's Love Got to Do with It. Although that is probably on my top five list of favorite movies that I can watch a gazillion times and never get tired of. But this one was from Waiting to Exhale. And it's where she has been through enough. She's had enough. She's had it. She is over it. Sis is tired. She's done. She's like, this, you know what, can get it. So she set the damn car on fire. Y'all remember that? If you've seen it before, you know exactly what scene I'm talking about. But she's in looks like her nice, you know, 90s, like, or whatever she's got on, and a little white robe, and her hair is flowing, and she done set the car on fire. She's walking away like the bad you-know-what set she is, and the meme, it said, I don't know where, who did it or where it came from, but kudos to you. It says, when you finally break free from limiting beliefs that were holding you back, and man, that one hit me hard in the gut, because the picture that I get is the beliefs being in the car where she set it on fire and she's walking away, and it's so dramatic. Like it's very eye opening. Like she finally broke free of everything that was holding her back. And although it was a work in progress, like you can see throughout the movie, like she's trying to rediscover who she was and how, what that looks like, you know, being without this mate that she's had all these years and just kind of being taken advantage of and abused and, you know, mentally and spiritually probably and emotionally. There's so much depth to that movie in general, which is why I really like it. Not to mention some of my favorite actresses are in it, and it's just a bomb ass movie. So anyways, if you have not seen Waiting to Exhale, that's the right movie, ain't it? Yes, it's Waiting to Exhale. If you have not seen this movie, take some time very soon and watch the movie. It's so good. Anyways, so that picture gave me so much to think about. It was more than just a picture. And I have definitely worked on some past clients with this notion of living in a box and what that looks like and how to get outside of that box. I enjoy working with people in different areas of their life and where they are and kind of exploring where they want to go and what that means for them. And that includes going beyond where they have put themselves or allowed others to put themselves in. It's a truly a remarkable process that I am honored to be walking beside someone in. So we're just going to dive into it just a little bit and see what comes up for you in the midst of this discussion, you know, and holler at me if you want to talk about it some more. But the tragedy of the box makes sense to discuss because, one, you know, May, I believe, was Mental Health Month. And that means different things to different people. For me, what that means is it's important for us to really evaluate where we are mentally. And this month is a great time to do it. You know, the seasons are changing. We're going from a winterish season in some places to more spring. If you live in Houston, you're going from like winter to spring to fall to winter to not really winter, just to spring and then rain. And then rain. But it gives you a good opportunity just to kind of sit back and evaluate where you are emotionally and truly, you know, figure out what needs to take place in order for you to get yourself out of that space, if that's what you choose to do. And so what that meme helped me kind of go into was the idea that limiting beliefs leads to a limited life. And what I mean by limiting beliefs leads to a limited life, whenever you decide that something is not for you, then that it removes that thing from your space and where you are. Whenever you take it upon yourself to say, I can't, or I just don't have the time, or that doesn't fit for me right now, that removes that thing from you. And in some instances, it might be a good idea. But in other instances, you truly are limiting yourself from what your life could be. And if you don't take the time to step outside of the space that you're in and really evaluate that, you might stay in that space for far too long and never see yourself outside of that space. And you might have a whole different life ahead of you if you simply take the time to look outside of that space. An entirely different life. What this also includes is the idea of blaming other people for where you currently are. One of my mentors, she don't know it, but I love her to pieces, is Iyanla Van Zant. She is an amazing person. I enjoy the work that she has done. I hope that the people that have benefited from her work truly realize how blessed they are. But one of the quotes that she, one of her quotes that I enjoy is this one I'm going to share with you now. And it's about responsibility and accountability. One of the greatest challenges in creating a joyful, peaceful, and abundant life is taking responsibility for what you do and how you do it. As long as you can blame someone else, be angry with someone else, point the finger at someone else, you're not taking responsibility for your life. And what that means is you are never seeing yourself for yourself. Instead, you are enjoying the option of seeing things because of someone else. And I don't think that leads to any kind of enjoyment personally, but you might say different. What I feel like that removes you from is honestly taking control over your being, over yourself. If I were to go into a situation and simply say, you know, I'm doing this because so-and-so told me I had to, then I'm not really taking control over the situation for myself. I'm literally putting it in somebody else's hands. And that doesn't seem like a very fair life. It doesn't seem like a very fruitful life. I wouldn't want to be in that position or that situation. So you have to think about that kind of thing whenever you're trying to figure out if that belief that you hold is because of you, or are you blaming someone else for that space? I believe what you think you eventually become if you're not already that person. So if you're telling yourself that you're not capable of doing something, then that is exactly what you're going to be, not capable. But if you speak to yourself differently, if you remove those chains, if you break out of the box, you no longer have that as an excuse, and you give yourself the freedom to truly attempt to try. And sometimes you won't be successful, but there's nothing wrong with not being successful. I don't think that's the end of the world just because you're not perfectly perfect from the beginning. I love my daughter does dance. She's danced at the same studio in Kingwood for years. And I love the beginning of dance season because it is so imperfect. It is so imperfect, but they work so hard all year to perfect it as a team, as a group, or if it's a solo, to perfect it for themselves. And the end result is I've stumbled, I fell, I've got back up. But look at what happened once I decided to say, I'm not able to do this. Oh, wait a minute. Let me practice until I can. That is where, when what you think, you actually become. I'm going to keep working on it until I can do it, and I can do it right. Self-imposed chains, or the box, as we're calling it, they come in different ways. One way is that you can talk yourself into it. You can speak these things as though they are, and they become reality. Another way is when you allow others to tell you what you can and cannot do. That's kind of what we talked about just a second ago. Releasing that accountability and responsibility to other people. The third way is you allowing circumstances to dictate you. That's in the present and in the past, because maybe something happened before in your life that has made you feel a certain type of way and reminded you that you cannot do certain things, and so you just don't try anymore. If you notice, the common denominator in all three of those circumstances is you. Y-O-U. So that tells you right there how much control you have over those aspects of your life. You can talk yourself into it just like you can talk yourself out of it. If you impose it, then you can release it. If you did it, then you can undo it. And if someone else did it, you can release that so that they no longer have that mental stronghold over you. They literally are putting, you are allowing other people to put you in a box in that situation. But you also have the ability to remove that and take that box off for yourself. Even though they, quote unquote, they, whoever the theys are in the world, y'all know who you are. Even though they did it, you have the power to undo it. It's all up to you. One way that I like to look at changing this and really making it so that you take control over it is to get real. And I use the acronym REAL, the REAL. And I'm going to go over all those steps with you so that you know what you need to do in order for you to break out of the box. Okay, so the first letter in the mnemonic that I'm using is R-E-A-L, get real. The first one is get raw. Just get super raw. Like, think of it as whenever you cut yourself or you have a wound and it's very raw and no scab has formed over it. So it's really exposed. And it's open for healing. That's what I mean when I say get raw. Expose yourself. Expose yourself. Expose your feelings. Expose those emotions. And really get down to the heart of the matter. That is really what's going to help you break out of that box mentality. So the first step is just R, get raw. E, expose your truth. And I liken this to this the idea of I've heard the saying, there's his truth, there's her truth, and there's the truth, especially in regards to like relationships. And so everybody comes to the table with their own set of ideas and thoughts and feelings about certain subjects or things that happen. And in regards to getting real about the tragedy of the box and your limiting beliefs, expose the truth of where those limiting beliefs truly came from. Where did you first start thinking that you weren't enough? Who told you that? Did you tell yourself that, or did someone else tell you that, or did something happen to you where you started thinking that you weren't enough? That's just one example. Expose the truth. Expose your truth. A, for real, A, allow yourself to heal. This is probably one of the hardest ones for me personally, because a lot of times we block our own healing. We block our own ability to heal by not doing the first two steps, which is being raw and exposing your truth. Allowing yourself to heal gives you the opportunity and gives you permission to truly move beyond the box that you've put yourself in, or the box that you feel like someone else has put yourself in. Whenever you allow yourself to heal, then think of it as that raw wound that we just started with. Think of it as the scab that's coming over it. It's a protection. It is a way for you to truly go about your life, because that's that space, that area that was raw, it's healed over. It is truly, you began to see the fruit of your labor and everything that you've done to get to that point. So allow yourself to heal. Give yourself permission to heal. The last one, L for me, is learn to live. You truly have to learn to live. After you've gone through all of those things and you've moved past it and you've allowed yourself to heal, you've got to learn to live. And for some of us, that is going to force us to go beyond where we were, or go beyond where we've always been, and be outside of that space. And it's going to look weird and different and challenging and so scary. But you've already done the hard work. You've already done the stuff that truly stops people from living. You've already done that. So now all you've got left to do is to learn to live. And that involves some retraining and some mindful changes. That is where coaches come in. That is the beautiful part about what I do and the life that I've chosen to live and how I want to be able to give back, is helping people learn how to live after we've gotten really real about what is keeping them inside the box. I love the idea of being able to do this work and do this for myself and for others, no matter where you are in life. You can be in your late 50s and learn to live. You can be in your early 20s and really get hold of this without going through some of the things that life will put you through, and grasping it so that when life does happen, because it will, life will happen, but when it does happen, you have already learned some tools to help you truly, truly stay outside the box. So I'm going to paint that picture for you one more time. The car is on fire and you're walking away, and inside the car, just close your eyes for me for a second. And just any car, pick a car, any car, pick a car. Close your eyes. Come on, close them. This car, inside this car, are all the things that have kept you bound and chained for years, that you simply have just allowed to attach to who you are, knowing good and God, you know what, well, knowing very well that that truly does not fit who you are. Inside the car, you left those things. You threw gasoline all over that car and you set it on fire and you walked away from it and you did not look back. All you did was smell the stench of fire. You smelled the gasoline. You felt the heat of the fire, but you no longer even needed those things in that car. You burned it up like Angela Bassett did, like Bernie did on Waiting to Exhale. You burned it up and you kept on walking. You never looked back, never thought anything of it. It was gone. It was done. It was useless. That is how you have to see the things that are holding you back and keeping you, that are limiting your life and are limiting your beliefs. That's how real you have to get about it. So I'm leaving you with that. Happy good day to you all. If this resonates with you, let me know. Send me a message. If you want to do some work to help yourself get out of these limiting beliefs, keep that in mind. I am starting, hopefully over the summer, a group coaching program specifically for this, because that's how serious I am about it. And maybe share with a friend or two that could use an extra pep in their step in regards to the realities of life and the realities of the tragedy of the box. So have a great rest of your day, your week, your weekend, whatever it is, wherever you are. I hope that you realize that you don't have to stay in the same situation that you're in. You can do the work to get yourself out of it. And I want you just to live well, be good, live well, and love better than you've ever loved before. All right. Take care. Have a good one.